Well, the situation in Guinea-Bissau is still fragile, I should say, a bit confusing also for the people, especially the peasantry, the ordinary citizens who once again have been disturbed by the military coup, which is not the first one, and hopefully it should be the last one. And it came the wrong timing also, when people were just busy economically trying to harvest and sell the cashew nuts, the only cash crop they have, which can make a lot of improvement in the life of the people. So yes, it has worsened a bit the socioeconomic situation of the people. There's no cash flow as far as the business is concerned. So it's very tricky. It's a very depressing situation, I should say.
How are the people making ends meet right now during this crisis?
Well, people just have a tendency to be engaged in the butter trade. It has come up with an alternative solution.
Now, these soldiers who overthrew the government, what do they want?
Really, it's not clear. It's a mixture of political games and military misbehavior as usual. Because you see, they've been doing this for quite a number of times since they've not been stopped by any system which can just work in the opposite direction. They just find it easy to do it. But unfortunately, there's always political games behind that.
Now, what does this do to the work of your office, of the UN Peacebuilding Office for Guinea-Bissau?
Well, it complicates the operations, the programmatic side of our mission, for sure. And of course, it adds more work on our political mission side. We had a strategic plan, which was just put in place and trying to address the PRSP too, the DNIP, they call it also. But now everything is stopping because you don't have interlocutors. When I talk about interlocutors, it's going to work into ministries. People who used to work with our staff are either in hiding or they have left the office because the work is there, but there's no salary, there's no nothing. And to complicate matters further, there are no salaries being paid because there's no system to do that. So it is very tricky.
You refer to the PRSP2, maybe if you can just briefly explain this for us.
That's the poverty reduction strategic paper. So we have been able to revise it with the government, and the government has a plan for the next 4 years, 5 years, and we all agreed that we will try to fit in that program. Now everything goes down the drain because we have to wait until we have people to work with.
What's happening on the political front to try to resolve this? I know that the ECOWAS is fully engaged trying to help.
Well, it is true that the ECOWAS has taken the lead in this negotiation, this mediation efforts. But what we have told ECOWAS all along, and I think this is the message from the Security Council, as of the 21st of April presidential statement, we should be able to tell ECOWAS and the other partners on the ground that we all have to address that issue together rather than in a piecemeal solution way, whereby ECOWAS would just say, yes, I do it. Alone, you cannot do much. And by excluding the others, you cannot do much either, because in the end, you will need all those people. And that's the case, for example, when we talk about the ECOWAS efforts. If you look at the communique of the 3rd of May in Dakar, they recognize that they need African Union, United Nations, and other international partners. So it came a little bit too late, but it's never late to do things right. So we believe that now the mediation efforts can be done within the framework of the Security Council recommendations. Do it in a coordinated manner where you have the African Union, the countries which speak Portuguese, the UN, ECOWAS, all together, and see how we can find a solution to the crisis.
Right now, who is coordinating this mediation effort?
First of all, the ECOWAS itself had appointed President Conde of Guinea-Conakry to be the mediator for Guinea-Bissau. That was on the 2nd of April. And after that, on the 3rd of April, he started already consultations with the people to make sure that he has a full-fledged knowledge of what is going on in the country. And it is in that spirit that I was invited by His Excellency the President to go to Conakry. I went straight away on the 3rd to be able to appraise him on the situation in Guinea-Bissau. And he started engaging in consultations with Angola, with many other people, including the current chair of the ECOWAS authority. But recently, in the last but one summit of ECOWAS in Abidjan, this role was given to a regional contact group comprising of 6 countries and under the leadership of a Nigerian president. So the mediation efforts have, from ECOWAS so far have been multiform, I should say. So we have one, the indicated the chief mediator, and then on the other hand, you have this new group of 6 with a new leadership again.
Is this good for the process?
When you disperse the energy and the initiatives, it's never good. No. It has to become coordinated. This is what the Security Council has said and continue to say. It should be under the coordination from the UN.